Every week, we're delighted to be able to invite somebody in here who has got a great service that he offers you folks, and that is something called MI Tech News, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, good to have you with us again.
Great to be on board, Foster.
Hey, Mike, you know, what we typically do is to talk about some of the headlines that you have, but I thought we'd just maybe take this week to talk about just what is MI Tech News and why we invite people every week to sign up for it absolutely free by going to our homepage, internetadvisor.net or mitechnews.com. And what do they get when they sign up for that?
Well, they get news from around the state about what's going on in the technology industry with technology entrepreneurs, with the players out there. Most of the industry is based in southeast Michigan, so tends to be a little heavier that way. But certainly for our audience out in the outstate Michigan, we cover a lot of what's going on in Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, and Points North. We have all this in text, and we also have podcasts. As you mentioned earlier, we have your podcast featured in the co-branded newsletter.
And, you know, that's one of the nice things about this, folks, is that when you go up for this free service, it's not just, you know, the text headlines of things that are going on in entrepreneurship and technology. But now, Mike, you really have gathered quite a collection of audio resources for people to tap into, not just our podcast, but some other ones as well.
Yeah, Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, our newest partner with some 3,000 members. They do a weekly podcast. We have Digital Divas, the ladies that have been on your show several times.
Oh, yeah. Great. And those they focus on issues, in particular, that have the focus with women in technology. Great group of ladies.
Well, we have IT and the D, which you just had those guys on the show last week, I believe. Crazy show, but it really works, and they attract a tremendous audience.
Yes, so. They certainly do. That is exactly it. And I understand that you are also working together with the Engineering Society of Detroit, an old friend of ours.
Yes, Matt Roush and I have been competitors, gosh, for 20 years, and now we're going to be working together. We're going to be going into the studio with the IT and the D-Boys later this summer. We're going to start doing live internet radio in their network. And
wonderful.
Matt and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, because between the two of us, I think we know about where all the bones are buried.
I think you do. The black book that each one of you has, when it put together, could be there'd be kind of a shaking in the force, I think, when you get them all together. We're talking with, by the way, with Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And every week we look at some of the headlines that he's been writing about. But I wanted you folks to understand also that this is a wonderful resource that is more than just headlines like the Michigan Senate Committee in surprise votes to end the standalone film office. That was a big surprise.
Well, sort of. The Republicans in the legislature just don't like the film industry.
They certainly don't. They certainly don't. And at least this is in the Senate committee. But that's the kind of thing that you have your finger on that kind of a pulse as well, to know these things that are developing in the background.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we try to do. We're partnered with Gonware News Service. They do great political coverage. That way I can kind of stay away from politics, which we know is a very difficult area to cover.
And,
I let them do it, but it keeps me up to speed on what's happening. And they do a lot of the inside baseball stuff that I think people need to know about, what's going on in these committees, you know, like you just said.
Yep. So, folks, MI Tech News is a collection. It's a tremendous collection of the experience that people like Mike Brennan, who has covered for many, many years technology around our state, and Matt Roush, and so many other people, like, as you said, most recently, the Michigan Mobile Musings that comes from the mobile group that you've added to that collection. Constantly adding more resources. And folks, the best thing about it is it's absolutely free. So if you're interested in this kind of thing, here you do. Go to internetadvisor.net. Simply scroll down the page and you'll see a subscribe now button under MI Tech News. Click on that, put your email address in, and every Friday you'll have this incredible basket of information coming to you. Mike, thanks so much for the job you do, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
That's right. Good night and good luck, right?
So. That's it. Thank you, sir. Take care. Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Again, simply go to internetadvisor.net, and it's waiting for you there.